Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Bob Papp is in Alaska. He toured the North Slope along the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, who left yesterday. But the Commandant remained in Barrow, looking into what sort of installation the Coast Guard might put there now that Salazar's Interior Department has awarded the permits for Shell to drill in the Beaufort Sea.
We work together to make sure that safety standards are maintained, that there are sufficient response capabilities up there. And part of that's going to be provided by industry, but part of it has to be provided by the federal government as well. And right now, we've got nothing up there.
The Admiral said the Coast Guard will need to have some sort of search and rescue presence on the North Slope, and he needs to be prepared to make recommendations.
I think part of the proposal that I might make is we have a seasonal air station up in the Barrow area, let's say. You'd need a hangar, a place for air crews to be able to sleep and eat, and none of those facilities are there right now.
Papp is being accompanied by Alice Hill, a top aide to Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Before heading north, both of them made a visit to the 420-foot Coast Guard icebreaker Healy, which was in Kodiak preparing for a research cruise in the Arctic Ocean. The Healy is the nation's only functioning icebreaker. The other two Coast Guard icebreakers, the Polar Star and Polar Sea, are both in dry dock undergoing repairs. Admiral Papp says there is now an outside study that says the nation needs at least 6 icebreakers.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be Coast Guard resources, but I think our country needs more capability up in the Arctic than we have right now. So part of what I'm doing is continuing this process. I'm going to be meeting with Senators Begich and Senator Murkowski along the way. They're both really great supporters of the Coast Guard and the Department of Homeland Security and the activities that we are responsible for up in the Arctic. So it's a continual process to validate what our mission needs, what our requirements are, and then try to work through the administration and the Congress to get the funding for them.
Admiral Papp plans to testify about his findings at a field hearing of the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Oceans, Atmosphere, Fisheries, and Coast Guard tomorrow at the University of Alaska Anchorage.